Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's Bart Winkler. I'm Ryan Horvath. Time now for our NFL picks, which we've already played one game this week. I got pretty lucky on that one, Winks, as I got the 1.5 with the Rams, and they lose by 1 point. And the Seattle Seahawks look really good this year.
Well, I lost my Seattle 1.5 pick, but I took them on the money line when they were down in the fourth quarter, so I won that.
We're going to lose our MVP future on Deshaun Watson, too, just so you know, because Russell Wilson's going to win MVP.
Yeah, so I owe you $50.
So we're going to have to get on. We're going to have to find a way somehow to get back into the odds and take Russell Wilson now.
No, that is not a good idea. He is very high. He's like 3-1. It's not worth it.
All right, well, let's go.
We could still go Dak, dude.
I'm not taking Dak.
Why?
I mean, did you see him against the Saints?
I desperately want him to win MVP, almost more than I want the $3,000 for Deshaun, because some guy week one, hey, Bob, you're so dumb. You think Dak be MVP? Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And he's, the last time I checked the odds, he was like only behind Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes. So he's pretty damn good, friend.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
We start this week.
Yep, so I'm 1-0, you're 0-1 to start the week. We'll begin in the AFC.
And I know, still, at some point, we'll figure out our records.
This week, we'll do it. I think it's going to be like a running gag, like Frames joining the program. But no, I'll get him together.
No, Chuck today, he's covering blah, 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 blah.
Where is he today, though? Somebody is doing something today. David Stearns.
He's covering a David Stearns press conference.
All right.
And then the Bucks also, once they found out that happened, they were like, well, hey, all of a sudden our owners are available to talk at the same damn time.
Yeah.
So I don't know who's covering that for us. Typically, after doing these morning shows, you or I would go cover it, but I didn't speak up.
Nah, I didn't want to do it today.
We got to hammer these out and
go home.
And I want to get the hell out of here.
And I'll be drunk by 3 if everything works out.
3, jeez, why that late?
Yep. All right, let's begin with one of your favorite matchups. For some reason, you like this bullshit. Ravens on the road taking on the Steelers. Baltimore 3.5-point dogs. Don't you say you love this rivalry for some reason?
No, I hate this one.
Oh, I thought you said you liked it.
No, I like the NFC East.
Is that Chuck that likes this shit?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to take...
No, this game's not in prime time?
No, it's a noon kickoff.
Wow!
I know, thank Christ. So we won't have to watch it except for the red zone highlights. I'm going to go...
10 noon games, too.
This seems really weird, don't it? I'm actually going to take Pittsburgh to cover the 3.5.
No. Nope.
I think we overrated Baltimore a little bit. I think that...
We did, but Pittsburgh sucks.
They're going to cover the 3.5.
I take the Ravens.
All right. Reason why? Just Pittsburgh
I think
sucks.
Pittsburgh sucks.
I do too, but I think we overrated Baltimore.
They put all their eggs. They did all this crafty stuff. Hey, Jalen Samuels, he's going to throw the ball 3 times for some reason.
Yeah.
To beat the Bengals.
Yeah, why?
To beat the Bengals.
I didn't get that.
You used all your tricks to beat the Bengals.
I didn't get that at all. Juju Smith-Schuster, probable. Roethlisberger, obviously.
Well, what about Connor?
No word on him yet. He's going to be a game time decision. Either way, I'm taking the Steelers to cover the 3.5. You're going Baltimore. We move over to a little NFC-AFC matchup that's going to take place. Not here in the country. Not here in the United States. The Bears, 5-point favorites, taking on the Raiders. And I am going to take the Bears to cover that 5 points. I think that we're a little high on the Raiders because they picked up a big W last week. I took them to cover in that game, and they won outright. But I think the Bears' defense, that defense is so damn scary. I mean, Chase Daniels, your quarterback, and even he's probable. Trubisky's going to miss some time. But I think the Bears are going to run the football. I think that that's going to be a low-scoring game. I'd probably go under 40, and I think the Bears win by a touchdown.
Yeah, we can tell you Chuck's not with us on this podcast today, but he likes the Raiders. I don't know. Dude, it's in London. Raiders suck over there. If this game – if even this game was in Oakland, I'd still take the Bears. I want Oakland to be good. I do. But the Bears are better. And sure, there's the Khalil Mack storyline, but it's not even about Khalil Mack. As long as their guys don't crash cars the night before, I think the Bears should be just fine.
Yeah, Roquan Smith is going to play in this game, too.
All right, so I'm going to take the Bears. That would be minus the 5.
There you go. We got the Arizona Cardinals on the road taking on the Cincinnati Bengals, who are just trash. They remain winless. They get beat on Monday Night Football to the Steelers, who pick up their first win. Cardinals, 3-point underdogs. Bengals opened up as 4-point favorites. Some money coming in on the Cardinals, so now a field goal game. This seems weird with the Bengals being favored in this game, even though the Cardinals also haven't won a game this year. I like Kyler Murray better than anything I've seen on the Bengals. Andy Dalton, like, how many more chances is this guy going to get? I'm going to take the Cardinals to cover the 3.
I decided that I was going to do whatever you did here.
You can go Arizona?
I mean, I want to take the Bengals, but I have Joe Mixon on a lot of teams, and I need him to dominate.
I feel like there's something fishy there where the Bengals do win this game, though.
Where they win the game?
Yeah, why are they favored by 3? I mean, Arizona's hung with some teams. They have a tie. With the Lions.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Cardinals.
Yeah, let's go Cardinals plus 3.
I think the Cardinals, I hate them. I hate Cliff Kingsbury. I think that's what it is. I don't even know him. I just hate when they show him on the sidelines because he looks like he does. He looks like he's law. I feel bad for him.
He seems like that guy that, like, growing up with, you would just fucking hate.
Yeah, I don't like him.
His stupid haircut. He gets to bang Holly Sanders or Saunders, whatever her name is. So,
he does?
Yeah, that's his girlfriend now. She used to date that old dude. Eric, whatever the hell, he gives like fantasy advice. Eric, something with a K.
Eric Carabel?
Something Carabel? Like that. Yeah, he's old. And then they broke up. Dude, and she like has had so much. Well, I don't want to get into a frames moment here. But she's only my age.
Huh?
Yeah, I thought she was like 40.
Next.
Jags on the road. They're taking on the Panthers. My Panthers won me some money last week. Panthers 3.5-point favorites in this game. And I am going to take Jacksonville, though, to cover the 3.5.
But you love Kyle Allen.
I do, but I like Minshew, too, and I think that he's going to cover that 3.5. I think he may even win the game outright.
Minshew. No, that's not it.
Gardner.
Gardner Minshew. Name, Gardner Minshew. Minshew.
Minshew.
Minshew.
Minshew.
Flacco.
I like Minshew. Are you taking the Jags with me on this one?
I am, yeah. I think that, Kyle Allen's been just fine, but I think the luck runs out a little bit, and there's something to be said with Gardner. Nick Foles is not taking that job back. Sorry. That sucks.
Yeah, probably not, actually. He'll probably get like a Matt Flynn situation where they're just going to let him go next year because they'll owe him money. We got the Vikings taking on the Giants. Minnesota 4.5-point favorites.
Gardner's way more marketable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he rocks the jean shorts. He's got the stash. He's got the Uncle Rico going on.
Big Dick Nick is great and all, but geez.
Yeah, you can't really market that to the Disney crowd, the Big Dick monitor. No. I'm going to go with the Giants to upset the Vikings on the money line. Plus 172. Love everything I see from Daniel Jones.
What is the spread?
4.5 Minnesota's favored by. It opened up as 6. A lot of money coming in. A lot of steam coming in on the Giants there. Minnesota needs this one. I feel like they got to get Stephon Diggs the ball or else he's going to ask for a trade. Kirk Cousins actually came out on a radio show on KFan and apologized. Did you see that to Adam Thielen for not being able to get him the ball? So everybody's telling, I mean, all signs are pointing to take Minnesota in a bounce back here after another shitty loss to the Bears. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take the New York Football Giants in an upset. I like Daniel Jones a lot.
I think Minnesota ends up winning, but I will take the 4.5.
Seems juicy.
Maybe if it was 3.5. I'm going to take the 4.5. I will take the Giants.
All right, we got the team from Washington. They suck miserably. Case Keenum.
They suck. Let's not even talk about them. They suck.
Are we just both taking the Patriots to cover 15?
Yeah, I don't even want to do Washington ever. They suck.
All right. We got the Jets taking on the Eagles. The Eagles, 14.5-point favorites in this game.
Oh, went up.
Yeah, 14.
I got it at 13.
Yeah, just went up, actually, as we do this podcast.
Oh, still give it to me. Oh, because Darnold's announced he's out.
Yeah, Darnold, great quote, though. Great soundbite. He said he's not trying to die. That's the reason he's not playing. Like, he's feeling a little better, but he's just trying not to die.
That's how I do the show every day with my friend Charlie Hustle.
Same here. So we're both going Eagles, 14.5. We got the Saints and the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers on the road. This was my six-pack pick of the week, and I'm going to go with Tampa Bay to cover the 3. I'm sure you're probably going to go with the Saints at home to cover the 3, no?
Yeah, why?
Just, I feel like everybody is. But that line opened up at 5.5. Now it's at 3.
I think Tampa's won in the Dome before, haven't they? Didn't they just win last year there in like week 1 or something?
Is that who beat them week 1? I think so, because the Saints started 0-1.
Wasn't that where he did get the W too? Where did Winston do the eat the W?
Oh, man, I don't remember.
Which is so gross.
I wanted to say? Oh, yeah, that was gross. He put all his fingers in his mouth.
I don't like that Tampa Bay's jerseys look like a digital clock when they could go back to the pewter or the cream orange and have some of the funniest, greatest jerseys in the league.
Yeah, those were great. The old school, like, 70s, 80s.
Yeah,
Bucks.
Bring that back.
Yeah.
Nobody likes this stupid pirate flag.
Tampa's
pirates
able to...
Pirates are so dumb. Can I just complain for a second?
About pirates?
Yeah.
Sure.
I hate Pirates of the Caribbean.
Why? The first one, too?
I was really digging it.
Like, it got ridiculous when there was, like 14 of them, but the first one was good.
I was really digging the first one, and then he, like, revealed that he was dead and walked through a wall or something.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of bullshit.
I thought, oh, my God, this sucks.
But isn't that the fucking, like, how the ride goes at Disney? Like, they're dead?
I haven't been on that ride. I don't like pirates. I think they're dumb.
I like turtles.
I don't like when my parents dress up as pirates for Halloween every year.
Is that what this fucking all comes back to?
I don't know, man. I just don't like pirates, okay?
So, like, what if, like, you got home and you wanted to rope? Never mind. So, I'm going to take Tampa Bay because they're able to. One thing they could do on defense. One thing they could do on defense is their secondary is god-awful, but they could stop the run. Teddy Bridgewater ain't throwing that ball down the field. So, give me the Bucs to cover three. Maybe even win outright. I'll take a look at that money line, plus 133.
I'll tell you what else I'm getting sick of is Taysom Hill, and he's my guy. Just the Saints don't need to use him as much. They get a little too cute.
They just do it to do it, right.
They get a little too cute with Taysom Hill.
No, I agree with that. I'll give you that.
All right.
Atlanta on the road. This is your squad. Taking on the Texans, 4.5-point favorites. And I'm going to take Houston in this game. I know they've looked like trash. I know I like to fade Bill O'Brien. I think he's the worst coach in NFL history. But Atlanta sucks. And I'm going to leave it at that. Atlanta sucks. Even in the dome now, they suck. Even on their turf, they suck. Give me the Texans to cover the 4.5. Deshaun Watson, after losing that game last week, was on the field with his quarterback coach an hour later, and they said he worked out for like 3 hours after losing that game. He took the full blame himself. Also had a great soundbite when the reporter was asking him about what he saw defensively, and he like did that smart-ass thing where he talked football talk to the reporter.
Yeah, that was a good question and answer.
Yeah, loved
it. Everyone was like, look at Deshaun own this guy. He didn't own him. He answered a good question. It's a good question.
Give me the Texans, 4.5.
Give me Deshaun. I'm going to set a fan to the lineup right now. I'm taking Deshaun Watson. I'm taking 400 yards. D-Hop is going to have 200 of those.
I hope so. I need it for my fantasy squad. Bills on the road taking on the Titans. Tennessee, 2.5-point
Texans,
favorites.
By the way.
Yeah, I figured. We're both on that one. Bills, Titans. Who do you like?
I am never going to pick the Titans. I think they're stupid.
So you're going Bills, 2.5?
Yeah.
Josh Allen in the concussion protocol.
Are they the underdog?
Yeah. Titans are favored by 2.5, and I'm going to take them. Mariota looked really good last week.
That means he'll look bad this
week. Bad this week, yeah. He's the Jekyll and Hyde quarterback. I think they beat the Bills somehow, though. 2.5, I'll take it. I think they win by a field goal. We go to the 3 o'clock slate. Broncos on the road, still winless. They're trash. Should have won last week. Blew it against the Jags. the Chargers are...
Trash, suck, hate, bad.
Chargers
garbage.
Are 6.5-point favorites in this game.
Just two schlubs.
This line hasn't moved, which is weird.
Where is this shitty game? I'm so tired of this shitty game.
It's in Los Angeles.
God, if the Broncos and the Chargers never played again. How come everyone still calls them the San Diego Chargers? But, like, I was watching the Rams last night. Nobody cares about St. Louis anymore.
Because people forget. Well, yeah, they don't. People forget that they're in Los Angeles, even the people that live in Los Angeles. There's way too much cool shit to do than go to see a football
game.
But
the Rams are cool.
But people don't go to those games really either, though.
Well, yeah.
Nobody gives a shit. Like, why would you put a football team in Los Angeles, let alone two? Vegas, I get, it's going to be your destination, too, to go see your favorite team when they play the Raiders. Like, oh, honey, I got to go to Vegas to see, you know, the Chargers play when really you're going to be hitting the tables.
I'm
going
to actually take the Chargers to cover.
Me, too.
No, I'm
going to
take
the Broncos.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with you, actually, because that line hasn't moved. I'll go Denver to cover the 6.5.
It's too big.
Let's do it. Packers-Cowboys. Cowboys, favored by 3. Started at 4, dropped down to 3. Ooh, no hook anymore.
My fun stat is, of the last 15 times these two teams have played in the regular season, 13 times the winner's been decided by 10. So what's more likely? Packers win by 10, Cowboys win by 10. Cowboys minus the 3.
I can't bet against the Packers. Give me the Green Bay Packers to cover the 3 points. I feel like especially if Devontae Adams doesn't play, everybody's going to be on Dallas, and that line's going to bump up. I'm going to wait to bet that until Sunday, though, and see if I could get it at 4, possibly, with no Devontae. I don't know. Maybe no Jamal Williams, and Bulaga looks like he's going to go, but who knows. Colts Chiefs, that's the Sunday night football game, and the Chiefs, big favorites in that one. 11 points, opened at 9. Colts coming off their first loss, or well, not their first loss of the season, but their first embarrassing loss of the season. I'm going to go with the Chiefs to cover the 11 here. I know I was saying that I was going to take the Colts because I'm really high on Jacoby Brissett, but I feel like every time I go against the Chiefs, I lose money, and that's kind of my reasoning right there. So I'll take the Chiefs to cover the 11.
Mine's even dumber. I was going to take the Chiefs too, but then I thought, you know, these Sunday night games have been pretty good. So I'm going to take the Chiefs, or I'm going to take the Colts.
To cover the 11 and keep it close?
Yeah.
All right. Monday Night Football, last game of the week, Browns, 49ers. The Niners, four-point favorites at home in San Francisco, where they are undefeated this season. I'm going to take the Browns to cover the 4. I think the Browns have figured it out a little bit. Nick Chubb last week was awesome on the ground, and that was against a pretty stout run defense. Baker Mayfield didn't start bailing out of the pocket and just rolling to his right, which looked good. They need to find OBJ. They need to get him involved.
Two
one catch.
Fucking hurt me.
Yeah. What do you, oh, he had two? I thought he had one for six.
Oh, he had two. Trust me. I needed every bit of that second catch.
I thought he had one for six.
For PPR.
Regardless, I do think the Browns win, and I think they score a lot of points. I might take the Browns and the over in that game.
I think... fuck all y'all that doubt me. I'm a piece of white meat, I say it proudly. You guys got to stop trashing the Browns. Everybody got so sucked into the Browns, and they're so mad at themselves. Oh, they got sucked into the Browns, and they lost to the Titans. Fuck you, man.
You sound like you had Tourette's and like you wanted to...
Well, let's not be rude to people that do.
Well, I'm not.
I guess you're right. I don't know what's right.
Jesus
anymore.
Christ, man. Can
no,
I just
can't say that.
Say anything? I'm Catholic. If I could say it, anybody can.
I don't know what you can say anymore.
I could say that the Browns are going to win this game outright. I'm going to take them on
you
the
said wife beater on the air today.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about a guy that beats his wife, am I? I'm talking about the shirt. Isn't
but that's
that...
why they're called wife beaters, because guys that beat their wife wear that shirt.
Like, they market them like it's like, hey, you know, Hanes, 3-for-1 wife beaters, though, I thought,
that's
right?
That's pretty fucked up.
Or you call them tank tops.
I don't think they might. I don't think Hanes.
I guess I've never really, I've never really put
two together. Hi, I'm Charlie Davidson. I'm the vice president of wife beaters for Hanes.
White tank tops, do I call them then? White beaters.
Yeah, and then, the guys go, I liked it. What do you mean? Like, white beaters? Yeah.
We're actually, you know what? We're pretty PG. I was so bored. I was listening to Radio.com podcasts of some other podcasts of morning shows in, like, Cleveland. Some, like, X-rated shit they got going on out there. We're actually pretty family-friendly. Minus frames.
Well, that's because we need everyone 6-plus we can get. all right, we'll do this next week.
See you then.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.